سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم ألهمنا مراشدهم ولنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم. May Allah Ta'ala assist everyone that doing the khidmat of deen. When we make dua for somebody, Allah appoints an angel to give us a similar dua. In different masjids, different musallas, different towns, different cities, different countries, different ulama engage in various type of deen khidmat. Whether doing imamah, teaching afternoon maktab madrasa, running a darul room, or doing relief work among the poor and needy, assisting the widows, the orphans. May Allah Ta'ala accept everybody's sacrifices and efforts. And as humans, we cannot do too many things. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah will not put the responsibility on us which we cannot bear. The little health wealth that we have, may Allah guide us to use it in His obedience and follow the beautiful Sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatil Qadr is one of the very famous surahs of the Quran, especially blessed month of Ramzan, when the virtues of Laylatul Qadr comes. On the odd nights, we search for Laylatul Qadr, the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th of Ramadan. And I've explained a few weeks different aspects of the surah. Then I got Marifu Quran in front of me. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that the word Qadr in Arabic, it got two meanings. One is it makes a person dignified, honorable, respectable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people commit open sins, they're being deprived of the mercy of Allah. And when they make tawbah and istighfar, especially in the month of Ramzan, where they stop doing the haram, and sometimes even make i'tikaf in the last 10 days, then they become valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the other aspect of Qadr is Taqdeer, predestination. Good and bad is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was going through the Jamiat KZN website and I came across a beautiful article on Taqdeer written by Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, very senior alim from India, from Thanabur. He has authored more than 1,000 kitabs. The original work is in Urdu, but it is translated into English. And he mentioned few hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also some verses of the Quran, etc., relating to Taqdeer. First of all, we must have iman that Allah created us Allah created everything around us. Whatever happened in the past happened through the command of Allah. Whatever is happening now is happening through the command of Allah. And what is going to happen is also through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world as a test. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Then who amongst us does good actions? And the famous hadith Mawlana Shaykh al-Thani also mentioned in the episode of Taqdeer that our beloved Rasulullah Surah Hadith Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, you protect the commands of Allah, Allah will protect you. You read our Faraz Salah correctly, properly on its prescribed time. Abstain from the haram and disobedience from Allah, for Allah. And Allah will help you and Allah will help us. And also the verse of the Quran. As humans, we all have emotions, feelings. Some good news makes us feel happy. Some sad news makes us feel sad. We take a wall. You praise it, you insult it, it will accept everything. You take a hammer and a chisel and bang the wall too, it will accept it. But we are humans. If somebody greets us with a smiling face, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you reply, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and you give a dua, Yaqfirullahu lana wa lakum, Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. May Allah forgive our sins, may Allah accept our little good deeds. And Adhaqallahu siyannak, may Allah always keep you smiling. And we smile the day we leave the world with Iman. Smile in the qabr, smile on the day of Qiyamah. It is one verse in Para 27 Surah Hadid, verse number 23. In the aspect of Taqdeer, Ash-Shaykh al-Thani rahmatullah chose this ayat also. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم إن الله لا يحب كل خوان فخور والله لا يحب كل مختلف والله لا يحب كل مختلف. That when we face some good favorable condition, one is we make shukr. But some adverse situation came to us, we make sabr. And you know, that's over grief. We Muslims, we don't ever commit suicide. And we don't adopt haram means for our difficulties to be removed. We seek the help of Allah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Inna Allahu ma'as sabirin. Somebody passed away in the family and said, Inna lillahi. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. You had a burglary, a motor car accident, somebody fell sick. So it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah مَجِرْنِي فِي مُسِيبَتِي وَخْلُفْنِي خَيْرًا مِنْ. Allah reward me in difficulty and compensate me something better. Non-Muslims, when they face difficulty, they may drink extra alcohol, go to the pub, or do something that is not a normal human world want to do. And we have to be cool and calm and say, Ya Allah, I'm happy with you in whatever condition you keep me in. And if you read this Arabic dua, Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya wa Rasulullah. Now Allah Ta'ala gave us little intelligence to do the right thing. And we expect the good results to come. If we don't do something wrong, and then something goes wrong, say it's taqdeer. For example, Allah told us to make nikah and don't commit zina. Now you make nikah to a compatible practicing Muslim. You meet your wife pregnant, you got a baby, everybody will be happy celebrating the aqiqah, etc. On the other hand, a person don't make nikah and commit zina and makes another man's daughter pregnant. Now he's looking for problems now. So now that you can't just say takdeer now. You had a choice to do things the halal way. You went the haram way, you are to be blamed. And we don't enforce capital punishment in non-Muslim countries. But where the Sharia implements the laws of Sharia, an unmarried person commits adultery, he needs to get 100 lashes. Married person must be stoned to death. A person drinks alcohol in the Islamic Sharia court, they must be given certain amount of lashes, etc. But we who live in South Africa and other countries, we cannot do that. But what I'm just trying to say, I was reading D.T. Mashabali Thanvi Rahmatullahi's article and really opened my mind with simple examples he gave. That you do things the halal way, right way, and then Allah will show you good results. But sometimes you do the things the halal way, right way, and for some reason you don't see the results. Like every married couple's desires to have a child. But Allah in His wisdom don't give some people children. Or some people desire male offspring, but they're getting girls. And somebody got four girls, that the fourth child naturally will desire should be a boy. And the fourth baby is also a girl. That was the decision of Allah. But we mustn't say why and if. رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيُّ وَرَسُولًا. The exact date of Laylatul Qadr was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But two people were arguing and quarreling. It affects us also. One is we are like soft, timid people. But when you see other people fighting in front of you, we also get affected to a certain extent. Let's read the hadith. Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu says, once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out to inform us of the correct date of Laylatul Qadr. Unfortunately, an argument between two Muslims took place and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I came out to inform you as to when Laylatul Qadr occurs. But because two people argued with each other, the knowledge of the correct date was taken away. Bear that is better for you, so look for it in the odd nights. Three important points are referred to in this hadith. Firstly, it tells us of a quarrel, as a result of which the knowledge of the exact night of Laylatul Qadr was lost to us. Arguments and quarrels always cause the loss of blessings. Once Rasulullah asked the Sahaba, shall I inform you of something that is better than salah, fasting and charity? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, certainly. Rasulullah then said, do keep peaceful and good relations amongst yourself, because arguing destroys shades of iman, just as a razor shades of the hair, so too does arguing affect our deen. Rasulullah said that the person who refuses to speak to a Muslim brother for more than 3 days and dies in this condition will go to Jahannam, Aliyazu Billah. Now, we are living in the world, we need the guidance from our respected ulama-i kiram, and nobody is perfect. The perfect person will be in Jannah. In dunya, we all make mistakes, we all have our necessities, we all need some money, we all need a home. South Africa, we need a vehicle also. So with that, we have different types of employment, jobs, etc. And if you are married, we have children, the financial responsibility even more. Allah make it easy, Allah grant everybody halal barakat wali rozi. Now we must look for solution in the light of Quran and Hadith. The laws of divorce are fixed by the Sharia. We don't have a choice to change it. Similarly, the laws of inheritance, the percentage is fixed, but the exact amount of the estate that the family members have to sit and stipulate what is the amount, but the percentage we cannot decide. Similarly, we have our public places. For example, we come to the masjid to read our first salah. People are wearing shoes the outside, and the place way of peace, harmony, happiness. Now, you don't start any argument Alhamdulillah, there's no problem in speaking about Hilal Masjid. I'm not speaking about any masjid in South Africa or anywhere in the world. These are general advices which I'm just sharing. Alhamdulillah, we're speaking about Hilal Masjid, everybody's united and we have a good atmosphere, Alhamdulillah. But you don't start an argument in a public place. We invited to a wedding, walima. It's a funeral house. Now don't speak something that will spoil the event. People will be happy on the wedding day and the walima. We know funeral is a sad day. Just keep quiet. It could well our sannyasins and salaswafanam, etc. The other thing is that we must all realize that life in this world is short. And as humans, we cannot be like angels. We need 6-7 hours of sleep. We need to eat. We need to go to the bathroom. We need to go to the toilet, etc. These are necessities that are related to us. But simple good deeds we do, Allah is ready to reward us tremendously. I read the hadith of virtues of leading our Isha Salatul Jama'ah and Fajr Salatul Jama'ah. Even if we sleep the entire night, Allah will give us great reward. If anyone performs the Isha and Fajr Salah in congregation, he will receive the blessing and reward of the night of Laylatul Qadr. The more one performs acts of worship in this night, the more he shall receive its blessings. This refers to in the month of Ramzan, one of the odd nights. Every day we read our Salatul Jama'ah, especially in Ramzan. It is recorded in Sahih Muslim that Sayyidina Usman narrates that the Messenger of Allah said, if a person performed Isha Salah in congregation, he would attain the blessing of spending half the night in devotion. And if he performed Fajr Salah in congregation, he will attain the blessing of spending the entire night in devotion. But this replies to every day of our life, every month. That we read in South Africa now in the summer months, in Cape Town, Isha is even more later. In Europe in the summer months, Isha is very late also. Now you read the Isha and Fajr with Jama'ah, even you slept, Allah gives the reward, spending the entire night in Nafil Ibadah. Now coming back to the aspect of Taqdeer, the other thing is that we must never feel happy at the difficulty of our next person. Whether it's somebody going through either a marital problem, financial problem, or met up in a motor car accident, something happened. But read, Alhamdulillah, الذي عافاني مما ابتلاك به فضلني على كثير ممن خلق تفضيلا. All praises to Allah that has given me comfort from the difficulty what the next person is going through. And what is going to happen to us tomorrow, we don't know. In English, this is saying, a person, the last will have the best laugh. And the last laugh will be the day we leave the world with Iman. When Allah made our garden of Jannah, then only. Otherwise, we must be humble and look at good of others. Don't try to have a bossy attitude, my way or there, or the highway. That doesn't work always, my brothers. Be humble, even at home, with our wife, children, parents, brothers, sisters. And generally, if somebody is doing something haram, then we have to express our anger. Like they don't read the Faraz Namaz, don't get up for Fajr. And they reached poverty already 15 years, Namaz is Faraz. So they must get the whole house up for Fajr Salah. They don't watch Hollywood, Bollywood films, that is haram now. So we must tell them, you can't listen to music and Hollywood, that is haram. Allah protect us. I'll be sending the advice, the article on Taqdeer by Imam Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah also on the WhatsApp. People could read it, inshallah. Allah give me and all of us the freedom of practicing. Subhanallah, bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.